And how is my favorite patient doing? It's time for your daily checkup. Let's hope there's nothing wrong with you today. I'm sure you are dying to go home after being here for so long. Let's see. So, you first had that terrible headache that initially brought you here. Then that pain in your left knee. And 2 days ago, your heartbeat was so above the normal resting rate. Yes, technically it was only a couple of beats per minute above what is usually considered normal. But at the pace it was going, it surely had the potential signs of tachycardia. I'm sure any other doctor would have medically discharged in that situation. But that's because they don't really care about patients the way I do. The way I care about you. But now let's get to your checkup. We can't spend that much time on your medical history when there's work to do. So let me just look at your chart here to find out what's left to check. Maybe we missed something the past few days. All right, could you sit up for a minute, sir? Be careful. You've been in bed for so long, I'm sure it's tiring for you to sit up. I'm sure you don't want to strain something and end up here for another 2 weeks. There you go. Now let me put the stethoscope on your chest for a bit. Careful. Let me know if it gets too cold, okay? Oh, you sound so sweet when you squirm. Well, it looks like your heartbeat is finally stable. Now let's check your lungs. Would you mind following my instructions for a bit? Good boy. I mean, you are such a good patient. So breathe in and breathe out. Now the other lung. Please inhale and exhale. There you go, honey. So, you can lay down on the bed again, honey. You were such a good patient. Let's see. It's a slight disturbance on both of your lungs and minor trouble exhaling. I'm sorry, honey, but of course you wouldn't be able to tell if you had trouble exhaling. You're not a trained doctor, after all. Of course I'm not making stuff up. Why would I make up stuff? I mean, I do want you to stay a little bit longer here. But that's because I care about your health. Do you know how I would feel if I ignored this supposedly minor issue and then a few days later you were to drop dead because they weren't even minor? I would never forgive myself. I would have failed as a doctor. Besides, what's so bad about you staying here for a little longer? It's not like you have it all that bad. I mean, regarding your health, of course. Well, I suppose it would be expensive for you to keep being here. But doesn't your insurance cover it? Well, what does it cover? Oh, I don't mean anything by it, sweetheart. I'm just saying, if there's anything in particular that your insurance can cover, and I do mean anything, I could give you a checkup for something related and, you know, maybe we could find something, if you know what I mean. I think there's no point in keeping up the facade anymore. So let me be frank for a second. I want you to stay. I need you to stay. What do you mean, why? Surely you can't be that oblivious. I think it's pretty obvious that I'm interested in you. And by those lovely glances you give to me every time I'm near you, tells me the interest is mutual. especially those glances directed to my cleavage. Oh, no need to be embarrassed, honey. Let me tell you another secret. Every time I come to visit you, I unbutton my blouse just enough so that you can enjoy the view as much as you can. Just for you. Oh, I see that caused that reaction out of you down there. Oh, please stop apologizing, honey. I feel honored that somebody as cute as you finds me that attractive. Of course you are cute, honey. That's one of the reasons why I like you so much. Ever since you first came here, you caught my eye. I knew I had to have you. I knew you had to stay. That's why our little headache turned into this weeks-long stay at the hospital. And if you lend me a hand, I could make sure it goes on even longer. I could write whatever we need in order for you to stay. Even if it comes down to it, I could maybe chip in a little of my own money to help you if you need it. You just need to stay here with me as your doctor, giving you your daily visits. And if you choose to stay, I could give you a lot more than a glance of my cleavage. So what do you say? Will you stay with me and be my favorite little patient for just a little longer? Good boy. Let me make sure nobody will bother us as we continue our checkup. Now, let me see. Where did I leave my gloves? For what, honey? Oh, I'm about to give a much more thorough checkup. Now, let me just lift your gown. Oh, don't be shy, honey. I'm just going to give you a little massage. Oh, my. But you're not fully erect, are you, sweetie? You can do more for me. Come on, get harder for me, and I'll give you something even better. Oh, do my hands feel good in your balls, baby? Do these latex gloves make you feel warm as I rub them on your balls? Oh, they're so full for me. Be a good boy for me. Your balls seem to be in good health, sweetheart. So heavy and full of life. Now, let's work our way upwards, caressing the rest of this beautiful cock. Oh, I can feel you getting even harder for me. There's even some pre-cum coming out from the tip already. You're so nasty for me, aren't you? Such a good boy. Oh, you should see your face. My good boy squirming in pleasure for me. What a lovely sight, baby. Oh. Enough about this teasing. Let's start going all the way. Oh. Oh, you want more, baby? Let me rub my palm on the tip. Oh, do you like that, honey? You like me rubbing the head with the palm of my hand while I grip the shaft with the other one? Oh, does my good boy want me to go a little faster? Oh, is that better, honey? Oh, I can feel you tremble. You like my hands, don't you? Stroking it up and down. You can have this every day. If you stay and be my good boy, we can do this every day. cheating the system to get you to abuse it for months. You can even stay here forever. Oh, baby, are you getting close? Oh, let me give you what you deserve. How about I start? Oh, God, it tastes so good. Such a juicy, fat cock you've got. Let's see if I can get it all the way inside my mouth while I fondle your balls with my other hand. Oh, God, it's so good. I can't let any other slutty doctor or nurse get close to you. You must stay here. And this delicious cock is only mine. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna drain your heavy balls, baby. I'm gonna drain my good boy's balls. Oh, you are so sensitive, baby. I can feel your cock twitching. Are you close, baby? Let me drink it. Let me savor it all. Come inside my mouth, directly into my throat. I want your taste all over me. That's it, good boy. Paint my insides with your cum. So much cum. I almost choked on it. You cummed so much for me. What a good boy. You made a mess of my throat and mouth. Oh, let me just grab some tissues to clean you up, baby. Oh, I know you are still sensitive, baby, but you gotta endure it. Your cock is so messy, honey. Oh, I think that's it, baby. Let's put your gown down now and act like nothing ever happened. Now, if you're a good little patient for me, you won't tell anybody what happened. I'll go back to my usual schedule and visit you again in an hour or two. Then we can continue our little checkups and decide what we are going to do as for your official reason behind your extended stay here. And don't worry about anybody finding out, baby. As long as you keep your mouth shut, you'll be my favorite little patient.